Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
But you know, God always got a word for you. I love the word of God because he said, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And there's so many things that are not in our control. And I'm just a little scaredy cat. You know, I thank God for the scriptures that said that, you know, God did not give the spirit of fear, but of power and love of a sound mind. You know, because when I'm going through situations, I get scared. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, that's just my human nature. But nevertheless, I thank God for his word. And there's always a word from God. God is always feeding me or telling me something and renewing my mind and transforming it. And I'm just thankful because even when Elder Woodley was going through the surgery, you hear people that are much younger than I am, or we are, they're in their 40s and 50s, and we're blessed to get into our 60s, and praise God, reaching retirement, that I realize each day is precious. And I don't know when God's going to call us home. We might walk out the door right this minute, and that might be it. So when he went through the surgery, I already believed God was going to take care of him through the surgery, but somehow that fear kind of sneaked in. I said, what if something happened? But God had already gave him a perfect kidney 5 years ago, and it was perfect, and everything was smooth. But, you know, that fear snuck into my mind. And what scripture came to mind is Psalms 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we're just going to speak a little bit on that. One thing about it, when the Lord be speaking to me, it's like a floodgate. All these scriptures come through my mind. And I'm like, wait, Lord, I can't. It's too wonderful for me. And I can't handle it. But he plants my feet. I love working in the yard. And one thing about it, when you're digging up dirt, it kind of just moves and I'm going to watch the little insects run all the different way. But once you put a new plant in there and you water it and put the nutrients in it, it stays there and it starts flourishing. So when something happens to me, I'll get all flustered and stuff and the dirt will move and what have you. But when he plants me there, I can stand fast. So I'm just going to share with you what God had given to me or as he speaks to me. And let me just go into prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for most of all, for your love. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to personally know you. I thank you for those that are gathered here today that came. They forsake not the assembling of themselves, that we might be strengthened by one another. Continue the work in our lives. We've already made the declaration and stand upon your word, and you know your word will not return to you void. Now use me as you see fit. Move me out of the way. I don't have anything to say, but you do, Lord. I thank you for these pastors that are here. I thank you for being here on this corner and making a difference. I thank you, Lord, because somebody needs to know about you. And you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Continue to strengthen my husband, Elder Woodley, that he may be able to have a quick healing and recovery. Continue to feed him and use him as you see fit. Move us into the direction you'd have us to go. We don't know where you would plant our feet, but we trust you. And without you, we can do nothing. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, I love the children. I just love working with them. And I do miss them, and I start on Monday working for Sunday's lesson. So it was really kind of hard not to work on it because I was already planning what I was going to do with them this week. You know, but I just love to see those little fertile minds wanting to know the word of God and to grow. So you continue to pray for me. I love children, even though God didn't give me no natural children. I used to have a whole row of children sitting there. And if anybody needed somebody to love, I was the one to be the love. I was the teacher, the mother, the aunt, the uncle, whatever it have to be. We were blessed to be foster parents, and we're about ready to adopt children, but God didn't see it so fit. But God gave me Elder Woodley's children, three children. I got some grandchildren that I just love to death. There are four of them. And one of my grandchild was surprised when she didn't realize that I didn't carry her dad in my womb. She looked at me so strangely. And I said, no, Naomi, I didn't carry your dad. Grandma Linda did. And she just knew I was her grandmother. But nevertheless, she loved me, and I thank God for that love that they have for her, and I just pour it out as God gives it to me. We're going to look at Psalms 23 and 1. When a lot of times we hear the Psalms 23, it's read at funerals, it's recited in prisons, it's recited in hospitals, it's at a time of comfort. That it's a scripture that's shared many, many times. And a lot of us put it to remembrance, but I'm just going to read we're going to read the whole thing. And I love the King James Version, though there's a lot of other versions. I was able to study Greek and a little bit of Hebrew, but the King James Version, I like it because it's very close to the Greek language. But that's also where I memorize a lot of my scriptures. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen. One thing I like about the Psalms 1 is that the Lord is. When you stop and think about it, that the Lord is, his whole being, his whole existing makes this world to be. The Lord is. It's in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. And some of the translations say, in beginning, God. God is. And when you realize God is and that we are part of him, everything that exists and subsists is because of him. And the beauty of it all, he let us know him because of Jesus Christ. When we say the Lord is my shepherd, we cannot know God as my shepherd except through Jesus Christ. Jesus said over in John, the 10th chapter, I am the good shepherd. He is the one that connects to him. He came through and he said 27 times, I am. Moses asked God, who shall I say that you are? He said, I am that I am. So there's a whole connection here that God allows us to know who he is. Amen. When we're going through situations, the Lord is my shepherd. That personal pronoun, my shepherd. My mother and my father gone on to glory. And I know Pastor Harold was saying that it's a blessing to be able to know that people that you no longer have on this earth have gone on to be with the Lord. And I thank God my father accepted the Lord on his deathbed. And I know I'm going to see him again. I just thought about it. I'm the same age that when he died at 64. But when God saved him on his bed, it took all the diabetes, all the kidney disease, all the heart condition, all the worry, all the stress. And he looked like that young man that came out of the military, praise God, with a young face. And the doctor said, how old is he? He found out that the Lord was a shepherd. When we know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means that not only does he take care of our needs, because it said, delight thyself in the Lord, also he'll give the desires of your heart. But it also says, my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches and glory. He's going to take care of everything that we have in essence to be able to live successful here on life, in this life. Sometimes we look at the situation or we look at what the lacking is, but God says, you shall not want. How many of us, when we're in a situation, we're saying, Lord, why me? Rather than saying, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation? You're going to provide my needs, and I'm standing on your word of God. He said, ask anything in my name, I'll do it. He said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Lord, I'm standing on your word. I don't see it. Sometimes the fear is there. Sometimes I don't want to make a stand, but I'm going to stand. I don't want to make a stand or move without you telling me to, but I'm going to stand on your word. You guide me. You show me, Lord, what you'd have me to do. The Lord is my shepherd. In some of the versions, you said the Lord is capitalized, and it's another word for, in the Hebrew, Yahweh or Jehovah Rohi, which means the Lord's shepherd. David has been given credit for saying, for writing this Psalms. He knew what it meant to be a shepherd. He had to go out in the field. He didn't have cell phones. He didn't have nice flashlights. He didn't have bullets or guns to be able to protect himself. He just had his little sling. And he had to, during the dark time, he may have had a little lantern. But he found out what it meant to not only be a shepherd, but found out that he was able to commune with God, to know that he was there at all times. He knew that he was protected. He could call upon him. David knew that he was able to say that as he had that love for those natural sheep, so that God has the same love for us as his spiritual sheep. Amen. Praise God. And David knew that when he was a shepherd, he was a protector. He had a passionate love for the sheep. He was able to preserve them and to provide for them. Because you go learn later on in the scripture to talk about, he leads me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. The sheep, though, you know, if you go study on sheep, sheep don't like to go get around running water or trickling water, but it has to be very, very calm. Sometimes in our own life, we have really some troubling waters, but God will bring us beside the still waters when we know that he is our shepherd, my shepherd. Sometimes when I don't feel like the Lord is my shepherd, I say, Lord, you're my shepherd. I like it when I've listened to Pastor Harold pray. I pray the word too. I go just like my little grandbaby said, God, you said. God, you said in your word. Lord, you said you are my shepherd, I shall not want. God, you said if you be for me, who can be against me? God, you said, we know that all things work together for the good, for them that loveth God, for those who are called and called according to his purpose. God, you said I'm more than a conqueror. When I pray, I said, God, you said. My mom and my dad is gone, but I said, God, you say. I'm very careful when I tell my kids, my little kid, my children, when I'm going to do something, I'll say, we'll see. I said, let me think about it. But when God says something, I'm going to hold it right to it. I said, God, you said. And I'm not going to say until you give me the peace that passes all understanding, that I know that you've heard me, that I know I can stand up on your word, and I can look on tiptoes in hope that you're going to answer what you said in your word. That's what I love about him. I like one and one equals two. You can tell me all you want. I know one and one. When I say the Lord is my shepherd, I know that I know that I know I can stand upon it. And when you have that personal relationship, nobody's going to move you. This day and age today, people want to, oh my Lord. There's so much ridiculous stuff on TV, my heart cringes. Sometimes something come on that's just so ridiculous, I go click and turn it off. Because it's trying to change what I already know is true. They got a new program coming on called Proof. People that have supposedly died and what they saw after they are in this transition period. Some saw a light and it's coming on. And I know there's going to be controversy. Because God is not the author of confusion. So Satan is just slowly trying to get us so that we will not remember that the Lord is my shepherd. I'm almost through. I'm almost through. When you know that the Lord is, He's the all-sufficient, everlasting, all eternal, omnipotent, which means all potent, all powerful, and that says over in Revelation 19 and 6, He's omniscient, all knowing, and lastly, He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And Jesus already promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So we are never alone. I went a long time being a single woman. 44 years, I just almost got to the point, I had me a hope chest. I had it set aside, had the dishes and all the towels, almost getting dry rot. I had it all sitting there saying, okay, I'm awake. And never did come, so I started using it. I took everything out. I put it in the cabinet, started using all my beautiful towels and everything I had set aside. And the next thing I know, God blessed me. And my prayer was I didn't want to get married unless I could better serve the Lord. Other than that, it would have been futile, right? All the life that I had lived. But what happens is when you're waiting on God, I learned to be content. In fact, I was telling the people on the job, oh, I'm a confirmed bachelorette. Hey, this is it. And the next thing I know, less than 2 weeks later, I was saying, I'm going to get married. What? When I went to my pastor for my blessing, because my father had already passed, went to get the blessing from my pastor, he said, who? Because he had never seen me with anybody or anything at all, but God blessed me to reconnect with Elder Woodley at a prayer meeting. At a prayer meeting. It was all night prayer meeting. We went to pray. We didn't care how we looked. I went with my ex-sister-in-law, and he went with his mother and his aunt. We went to pray. We went to ask God for something. We had a prayer list, and everyone, it was just a gathering together. When you know the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. You learn to give God it and let it go. There's a freedom in being saved. There's a freedom in having agape love. You don't have to worry about anything. You can just rest upon Him. Once you pray and put something at the altar, the feet of Jesus, go to sleep. Look what happened to Jacob. Jacob was running, trying to escape. So after he had met God and had an encounter with Him, he went to sleep and called that place Bethel. Sometimes we wrestle against stuff, and it's not even ours to do. He just wants us to let go. Just like sheep, if you ever, I know Pastor Franklin and Pastor Anastasia got a chance to go to Israel, but when the sheep are there, you ever looked at some on TV programs, all the sheep will come together. They'll all get in the middle of the row, and all the different flocks get together. But when they're about ready to separate, all the shepherd has to do is either call their sheep, and somehow they all separate and go to their respective shepherd. That's the way we are. We know God's voice. When we have that relationship to Him, when He speaks to us, we'll know what He has to say. That's what we got to do, is learn to hear His voice. And God, let me hear it with such a clarity that I won't be caught up by any heralding or Satan, that I know it's not my voice, but it's Your voice telling me what to do. The word of God will affirm when God is telling us to do something. We don't have to be in confusion or darkness. If you just lost a job, if you don't have a house to live in, if you've lost a loved one, the Lord says, the Lord is my shepherd. The word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We shall not lack anything. We lack nothing in Him. He is all complete. The word, and I like the commercial a long time ago, it was Prego. Prego used to say, is there basil in there? It's in there. Fresh tomato sauce is in there. Oregano is in there. Just like everything was in that Prego sauce, everything is in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And it's written written so that only the Holy Ghost can reveal it to us. His Holy Spirit will reveal to us. It says, if you seek me, you shall find me. It's not just a great mystery. He'll give it with clarity. But it's through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. You can't have God and not have Jesus. Thomas says, show me the Father, and that suffices us. He said, I've been with you all this time, and you still don't know. And I'm paraphrasing it. You still don't know? He says, if you don't know who I am, then know the Father by the works that I do. And God has blessed us so that not only that we have a testimony of what he does, he allows us to do greater works if we're allowed to be used by him. We want to make a footprint in this world. And the last thing I want to say or to bring up, I tell you, Jesus took care of everything on the cross. He loved us so that everything, the seven last sayings, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If we have bitterness in our heart, we need to leave it at the altar today. Because it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If we have that bitterness, we cannot have the fullness of God's love. Because when Jesus went on that cross, he put each and every one of our sins up there. If someone has wronged us, we need to let it go. I have a brother and a sister. My sister cannot forgive my brother, and she refuses to talk to him. And I'm praying that band be broken, because she's bound up. I've forgiven my brother because I've made the conclusion that's between him and God. And if God uses me to say something to him, I'll say something to him. But other than that, I'm trying to win him to the fullness of Christ. I'm praying that he'll come through this door because he's standing on the word of God. But I want him to have the fellowship, the fullness of the fellowship with the Lord. But Jesus on that cross, he put everything on there so we should not want. Another thing he did was he made it so we would not be alone. He said, Mother, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. He gave us a family. He made sure that it was complete. Even though Jesus had promised never to leave us or forsake us, we have the church family. We need one another. We don't understand if it's in the good times or the bad times. We need to call a place that we come together to be able to send up prayers and alms. It says, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst. He called, there's one body, but there's many members. We need one another. I don't proclaim to understand it all. All I know is I trust God's word. Praise God. The last thing he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. But I'm just going to go back to the Garden of Gethsemane. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had went and prayed and he said, Father, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Sometimes we come in a life that we get some bitter cups. We get challenges that we in the flesh will never want to deal with. I'm thinking about being at the time when Elder Wood was a pastor. There was many times that we not only had to open up our house, our homes, make financial sacrifices, and it was beyond what I ever thought I would ever have to do. Seriously. Anybody that prays to want to be a pastor's wife or a pastor, my heart goes out to them because it is truly a sacrificial love. And I got to the point that I said, Lord, you know, and I trust you. But there's some days that we would literally almost take our last few dollars and give to someone so that the need would be met. But nevertheless, we find that the many blessings come forth. And we went through different ministries. And I think Pastor Harold is always surprised when he says that, oh, we did that. But Elder Woody had started off just a minute to share with this. He said he wanted to minister to people from the cradle to the grave, which meant that he wanted to have a daycare take care of foster families, foster children, to the point we had adult family home. We went through the whole phase of life. We were able to minister to people at this point in life. But I found that the biggest ministry was the workers that we had. The most people that were in a need were receptive to it, but we found out that the workers were the ones that really needed salvation. It was a challenge, but nevertheless, I found that the Lord was my shepherd, is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And that he carried us through it all. I found out that if I submit to God's word, he will, and obey his word, he will give us the consequences, and he'll show me how to deal with the consequences. I like what one preacher said, obey God and leave the consequences to him. I found out that I don't have the knowledge what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen 6 months from now, but I have learned to trust in the Lord. He restores my soul. In everything that I need, Jesus, as I said, died on that cross, was buried, and rose on the third day. I don't have to be afraid of death. I don't have to be afraid of what Satan is going to bring for me, because I know that he's protected me. He has restored my soul. He's taken away all the fears. And anytime I realize I'm in the midst of a fear, all I have to do is call upon the Lord and get back into that his perfect will, into that safe place. We used to play. Remember, we used to play tag. And there's always a safe place you could always run in a tag. One thing about it, when Satan is running, is chasing after you, whatever, you go find that that safe place in the Lord. And you just stand there and you know that nothing can touch you at all, that you're safe. I want to be safe in Jesus' arms. We used to have a dog. His name was Blue. And I love, you know, I didn't grow up with animals. And so I wasn't too crazy about animals, but when our son came to live with us, Blue came too. And Blue was an Australian sheepdog. He was the most peculiar dog that you almost really thought he understood everything we were saying and communicated back to you. But one thing Blue would do, when I go for walks, we used to have a loop and we walk, go for walks. I'd be walking and I know I'm going to go my pathway. Blue would start walking. He'd go way ahead of me, go all in people's yards. And I'd be walking along and I'd look for him and I didn't know where he was. If another dog came up to me, because there's dogs on the pathway, he'd come and stand right next to me. After I walked past them, Blue go on about his way. When I got toward the house, now I could see the house in my sight. Blue would come and stand right in front of me. And I started walking. I was continuing to walk. I'd walk on Lily Blue's paws. But he would do like this. He would usher his head, like, follow me. And I would say, Blue, I know where I am. I could see the house. But he instinctively would still do this all the way till we got to the front door. I think about many times how the Lord is with us. That we think we're on a pathway going to and fro. And there's, you know, we think he's afar off. But when there's danger, we can see his presence. And we continue walking our pathway. And when we get close to home or to the spot, he's ushering us to come on here. Praise God. The Lord is our shepherd. I shout out one. And that was a dear dog to us. It was a dear dog. When let me tell you about Blue. He fell in so, he was such a loving dog. This next door neighbor, she was a retired school teacher. And her name was Sunny. And Pastor had tried to cut Blue's hair one time. And he cut Blue's hair so short, Blue never came to him for another year. He stayed completely away from him. But when we moved to this house, Sonny went and got Blue all cleaned up, took him to Petco, and got him shaved and put a purple bow on him, to the point I didn't even realize who Blue was. And when we lived in a big wooded area, when we got ready to move, we were going to move back into the city where we didn't have that much place to move, we told Blue we would leave him with Sunny. And Sunny had said she'd never get a dog, but she fell in love with Blue, and he was just a wonderful companion. And when I got ready to leave, we were in the truck, last load, and Blue was just looking at me. And I stood there, opened up the door, and I said, well, I'm going to leave you, Blue. And I'm getting teary-eyed. Now, like I said, I don't usually get attached to animals. He got ready to jump into the cab of the truck. I said, no, Blue, you got to stay. And Blue just kind of stood there and looked at me. I said, no, you go next door to Sunny. You're going to stay here. And I think about it many times, how sometimes we feel like the God has left us and we're all alone, but he's right there. Our shepherd is right there taking care of us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus is coming back without a church, without a spot or wrinkle. But the beauty of it all, to know him, he is closer than a brother. He's closer. Best way I can describe it, he's closer than our skin. Sometimes in the midnight hour, even though, you know, I can't touch Elder Woodley, sometimes I can call upon the Lord and I know his presence there. You can literally feel his presence and know that everything is all right. And I love it when he gives me a word and be able to hold on to it. Then I said, during the time in which there was surgery, I could just rest in his word. I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. When my niece died in a car accident, God, I don't understand, but I trust you. When I don't have a penny in my pocket, Lord, I trust you. When I don't know which way to turn, Lord, I trust you. Because you're my shepherd and I shall not want. Let us continue to know him as a shepherd. There's many people out here today that don't know Jesus. That we work with many, many mental health clients, and you find that a lot of them experience abandonment, rejection, violation of their life. They get stuck somewhere, and they go through a grieving process, and they can't get beyond that grieving process. But when we know that the Lord is our shepherd, and I shall not want, we can be like Blue. Lead him up. Telling him, here's the shepherd. You're almost home. Praise God. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.